Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
We're asking our Jeff and Jen Show family to come together and make a rule on this. When somebody's accidentally embarrassing themselves, like they don't know they're doing it, do you have to point it out to them, or is that even more embarrassing? What's your feeling on this?
Jen, we don't need a family ruling. I've got the concrete carved in stone perfect answer.
Okay, so if somebody's got food stuck in their teeth, yep, or a booger hanging out,
yep,
or even their fly down,
or like toilet paper on the shoe, something like that.
Whatever it is, do you have to tell them, or do you just let them go?
Here is the carved in stone, put it on a tablet and hold it up like Moses rule. It depends.
On what?
How well you know the person.
Oh, okay.
Why the sigh?
Well, because we were faced with this last night at the event with Bishop Curry, who's in town. He's a royal wedding priest.
Oh my God.
He married Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and was in Atlanta last night to deliver a really cool sermon and talk with a really fancy group of people.
Pause. What Jen meant to say is she was given the honor to co-MC an event with somebody from Channel 2, right?
Yep, from WSB Radio.
From WSB Radio. Okay, who was that?
Chris Chandler.
Chris Chandler from WSB Radio. Iconic radio station here in Atlanta. Jen Hobby, the mayor, Bishop Curry, who officiated the royal wedding, three or four other really important people I can't remember, a member of Martin Luther King's family.
His daughter. Valerie Jackson. Who's the widow of Maynard Jackson, you know, like Hartsfield Jackson International Airport? Yeah, she was there too.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that, you know.
She's casually going to drop that in
there. Yeah. And her daughter, who's really cool.
Okay. So when Jen just goes, yeah, I was at an event last night with some religious guy. She was at the event and she was asked to MC it with big time people in the audience. So, anyways. Carry on about your little event.
Okay. So you can tell me if we did the right thing or did the wrong thing. Because. At some point, we're sitting with Bishop Curry at his table and enjoying a lovely meal. And then Chris and I keep standing up and down and doing the, you know, introductions and different, you know, MC duties throughout the
sure.
night. Well, at one point, my husband notices that Bishop Curry's fly is down. And he's like, oh, no. He's about to get up in front of all of these people who have, you know, spent a lot of money. It was a big fundraiser for a Christian organization. And so he's going, okay, all these people have spent all this money. He's traveled so far. What do I do?
Well, and he's
Bishop.
Do I
tell him or not?
And he's the man who officiated the royal wedding. So he's got some celebrity and some stature.
Yes.
Like
yes.
A photograph of him with
right.
his fly down is like, so maybe even TMZ worthy.
Right. So my husband's going through this debate. He's like, okay, if I were going on stage to speak in front of all of these people, I think I'd rather be embarrassed by one person telling me
yes.
than in front of everybody. But he's like, I don't know him that well. He's like, I just met him. He's this, you know, he's the bishop of the Episcopal Church.
Oh, that doesn't matter. You got to tell him.
Yeah.
He's like the head guy.
I would be shocked if there were any dissenting opinions, but 404-263-0941, if you just got to zip it.
Like, what do you do?
But I think unanimously.
It's his fly.
Yeah,
it's not spinach in his teeth, because that you could be like, oh, Bishop Curry, I think you got a little salad like stuck in there. That's not that embarrassing to point out. A booger would be worse, right, to point out a booger. But if his fly, he's like, well, how do I tell this very religious man?
Because you're...
He might have a problem here in a few minutes.
Because you're actually doing two things. Because you're doing that the courtesy, but you're also basically saying, Bishop, I looked at your privates.
Right! late. That's the other thing. He's like, I noticed.
He's got to adjust that, too, which is always like a weird thing. If you accidentally catch somebody like pulling their fly up and they're not in the bathroom, it's kind of like, what's going on over there? What's that?
And you don't want to be a member of the church and adjusting your fly in public these days. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the news.
So Grant's like, what do I do? He's got this internal debate going on, and I'm not sitting there next to him to be any sort of counsel because I'm standing up at the podium about to introduce, like, the Bishop Dean who's going to present him with awards, the Atlanta City Council member who's going to present him with proclamations from the city of Atlanta that they bestow upon very important people.
Maybe you just have to say it to him, but say it in a fancy way. I doth declare that your fly is betrothed. And they'd be like, what?
What?
Your zipper is approximated toward your feet. What? Your stuff's going to fall out.
Oh, no.
Candy and Douglas, we got to tell them, right?
Absolutely. Of course you got to tell them. It's more embarrassing to go home and find out that you had something wrong with you all day than to have someone be like, hey, you might want to fix that. And you're like, thanks. And then you go about your day.
I've ended friendships because I would leave a lunch and get home and find out that I had a big old piece of collard greens like stuck up in my teeth. And I'm like, I ate collards 2 hours ago.
Yeah, nobody told me. Everybody, all these people talking to me, nobody told me.
Morgan in Duluth.
Hey, I think if it takes less than 60 seconds to fix, then you've got to pull them aside and tell them. Otherwise, you don't want to shine a spotlight on something that's already embarrassing.
I go by the rule, WWPHD.
What is that?
What would Prince Harry do? Because they're friends.
Right.
So Bishop Curry married Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and Prince Harry would definitely be like, sir, please come over here while I explain to you about all your fly is down. You do not want to show your nonsense to the Queen.
All right, well, then we made the wrong decision because we didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything?
No! We didn't say a word!
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
You're the worst human being on the planet right now.
But I think the good news is he went for a bathroom break before the sermon. So he was able to discover it and figure it out on his own.
Kelly, if she's not going to tell him in that situation, what is she going to let us? You could walk into a meeting in here with your boob hanging out. She wouldn't even say a word.
I don't really have to worry about that problem, but if I did...
Okay, I could walk into a meeting around here with my boob hanging out.
Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Jen wouldn't say one word.
All right, we'll continue the failure of total and complete honesty. We were not honest last night, and somebody else in this room has not been honest either, even though she said this about your relationship.
For sure, 100% honesty.
No way, that's so weird.
Yeah, Kelly Cheese had some homework to do. We're going to find out if she actually did it. Did she tell her boyfriend about the ex's shirt he's been wearing? Or she keep it a secret? The answer's coming up next. Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Total and 100% honesty in a relationship is the best way to go, right, Kelly Cheese?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, we're about to find out if you did your homework on 100% total honesty in your relationship here in just a second. Then, in an hour from right now, confess your crush with Erin, who's ready to confess to a guy that she used to work with.
When we were working together, I didn't want to get into any possible drama or anything like that. But now I'm free.
And now she's feeling bold and ready to confess her crush. That's 1 hour from right now on the Jeff and Jen Show. All right, Kelly Cheese, you said this. We were debating relationships and 100% honesty. Jeff, you maintain no way.
Well, I just don't
need to be 100% honest.
I think you need to be... You don't need to be, I don't know the right way to say it. You don't need to be honest if you're not asked, right? So, like, if you're asked a question, you always answer it honestly, especially to your significant other, to your partner. 100% of the time, you answer the question honestly. But what you don't need to do, and this is where I disagree, Kelly, is like Kelly was like, well, if I was at work and they hired somebody who was super attractive, I would have to come home and tell Captain Crunch that they hired somebody super attractive and that there's a super attractive person I'll be working with every day. I'm like,
I'd do it a little more creatively than that.
I know, but unless you thought there was a chance that he needs to, that Crunch needs to keep you in check because you may step out, what? No. No.
Because you think that could be hurtful, but Kelly, you're saying if you are just honest 100% of the time, then there's nothing to worry about. They have nothing to fear.
Right. Because if he says, how was your day? And I'm like, oh, we hired this new guy. And then he meets the new guy a week later and he's like, well, you didn't tell me he's practically a supermodel. You know, it's like, we hired this new guy. He looks good, babe. Like,
is that why Crunch is so weird around me?
Yes.
Yeah. So this came up yesterday because Kelly, off the air, told us she has a really sweet Nirvana t-shirt.
It's my favorite shirt.
Nirvana t-shirt came from an ex-hookup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She came home to her apartment with her now boyfriend, Captain Crunch, the other day, who was wearing said Nirvana t-shirt.
It didn't smell like... It doesn't smell like Team Spirit. It smells like an ex-lover.
But if 100% honesty is your thing, I'm sure you told him right away, hey, you don't want to wear that. That's from an ex-hookup of mine.
Nope. I did one of those about face, turned around, was like, take my shirt off. That's my shirt. It's my favorite shirt.
So we asked you yesterday to do exactly what everybody on Instagram said to do. Tell him or not tell him.
Yep.
So what's the result of our Instagram poll?
I didn't have to tell him.
Come on.
I promise you.
Are you sure?
We didn't. You guys said, put it up on the Star 94.1 Instagram page. And not only did we put it there, we put it on the Jeff and Jen Show Instagram page, too.
And what were the percentages?
Hold on.
Like 55% to like 45%.
I'm checking
really?
You out.
Really?
I'm
saying,
checking you out.
I don't have to worry about it. It's just a shirt.
No.
You don't have
and
to
look,
say anything.
If we're practicing.
So you didn't.
No. I got to be honest with you guys, right? I got to be honest, and I'm following what you guys asked me to do. I can't betray the family like that. I'm messed up.
Wait a second. But you're the 100% honesty girl. You're the one saying in your relationship that's the best way to be.
Holy crap. It's so close, though, Jen.
Well, in our relationship here with the family, they asked me not to do it. So you know what? I'm listening to the family.
It's 54 to 46%.
Mm-hmm.
It's so close.
It doesn't matter. You guys said what they told me to do is what I had to do. And
I can't believe they told you not to tell him. I thought they were going to be like us and hold your feet to the fire.
I'm so disappointed in our family. We were really counting on you guys to make good radio great again. You blew it.
Seriously. So you're never going to tell him. He's just going to be able to wear this shirt whenever he wants.
I mean, now y'all are making me feel bad, so I feel like I should tell him.
Okay, this weekend, and record it. I want to hear his reaction. Okay?
How about this? The next time he puts the shirt on.
What? I hid it from him, so he can't find it.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.